Come on. Come on. Just a little bit more. No, damn it. I was so close. I've never been that close to beating you. Honestly, you should have let me win that one. You won all matches. I don't understand why I kept racing the amount of games. I didn't stand a chance in any of them. Why did I think it'd make a difference if we turned it into the best of seven? No, not the best of nine. Spare me the humiliation. I've seen reason now. I just want to cuddle up in a blanket with a drink and snacks. Come, join me on the couch. Hey, what's wrong? You look all melancholic all of a sudden. Oh no, you don't have to thank me for this. We're besties. Of course I'd come. I understand how shitty it feels to get rejected. And I know you did the same for me. Do you want to talk about it now? Of course. Don't worry about throwing your sadness on me. I want you to. We can share the sads. You want to tell me what happened? You were so excited before the date. Oh man. I'm sorry. I don't understand bitches who ghost people like that. It's such a shitty thing to do. The absolute least you could do is to let you know. How long did you wait for her? Is it not possible that she just ran really late? She left you on read when you messaged her? God, this just makes me furious. Honestly, good riddance. You shouldn't be with cruel people like that anyway. Just sucks that she didn't admit to being an asshole earlier. No, don't say that. It's not your fault. Don't say you'll be alone forever. You're not ugly. And the people who say you're ugly can fuck right off. There are people who find you attractive and will want to be with you. I know there is. I can't drop names, but I just know. No, not just people with no standards. You're being way too hard on yourself. You're not a bad-looking person, and behind your looks is an even more beautiful person. You have so many good qualities. You're caring, you're funny, you're reliable. There's so many good things about you, and I'm telling you, you're not ugly. Hey, you know very well I am very careful with who I call friends, and you're my bestie, so yes, you are definitely a nice person to be around. The only thing I'd change about you is your low self-esteem. I wish I could make you see how wonderful you are, because it breaks my heart to hear you say these things. And you know what? It's kind of hurtful when you say that only people without standards would find you attractive. Because I do. I think you're handsome. And when you actually try, you can be pretty, hot. So what does that make me? When you sent me the picture of your outfit before you left for the date, I was a little, well, I just thought you looked really handsome. No, dude, listen to me. Fuck! Shut up for a second, okay? Oh my god. I'm gonna tell you something. This is really hard for me, okay? I'm not bullshitting you. I think you're attractive. You're beautiful. And the few times I've seen you without a shirt have made me blush more than once. And, in fact, when you say that no one would like to call you their boyfriend, that's wrong too. Because I would. I was jealous when you were heading off to the date tonight. It made me relieved when I heard it didn't work out. Then I felt awful for feeling that way when you were obviously crushed. I'm supposed to be your bestie and have your back. But I can't help it. Because not only do I love you as a friend, I love you more than that. It took me a while to come to grips with it, but I'm in love with you, okay? So don't give me the bullshit that no one would be with you or that only morons would like you, because that hurts and makes me sad in more ways than one. Anyway, I'm sorry for springing this on you right now, but like I said, I've come to grips with it. I love you in a way that you don't love me, and that's fine. You're still my best friend, and nothing will change that. I'll still be happy for you when you get a partner. Even if it hurts me inside, I will be happy for you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make this weird. I just wanted to tell you why I know you're wrong. There are people who like you. You're right. I am a moron, aren't I? I definitely feel like one after this. But I don't regret admitting it. I would have liked to do it under different circumstances, but whatever. It's out there now. I just hope we can still be friends. I wouldn't want this to change things between us. Are we okay? Good. Oh, that's a relief. That's what I was worried about. Not that you wouldn't feel the same way. I just didn't want things to be awkward. You want me to close my eyes? Why? Sure. Eyes closed. Are you going to do something weird? I swear to God, if you're about to do something dumb to lighten the mood, I will punch you on the nose. Why did you do that? Why did you kiss me? Of course I'm not offended. I wanted to kiss you for the last 2 years, but I don't know what to think right now. Like, what does it mean? Do you feel the same? I hope you didn't kiss me for no reason. Yeah? You do? I'm not the only moron here, it seems. But if I'm reading this right, you're my moron. I can't believe this is happening. I'm so happy and confused. You've never shown that you're interested in me. Believe me, I've tried to give you hints. But you're a dense man. You thought you were out of my league? I'm flattered you think I even have a league. But if I had one, it would be you. No above or below, just you. So, kiss me more. It's okay. I want to feel your hands on me. You don't have to be shy with me. You can feel me anywhere. Yes, even my butt. Hey, are you okay? You seem a little flustered. Oh, you're really cute. Did you know that? Are you feeling ashamed because you're getting hard? Why? It makes me happy. It's flattering. I'd be more concerned if I couldn't get you hard. I'm not saying that girls think it's flattering when random men get hard by looking at them. It can be really creepy. Man, the stares you get at the beach sometimes. But this is entirely different. when you get a reaction from the person you're into, mission accomplished. Honestly, I felt irritated that I never caught you with an erection when I tried to be sexy for you. You're always so quick to look away. You look away because you didn't want me to think you were creepy. I guess we truly are morons, aren't we? But right now, in this moment, I'm very happy to get a reaction out of you. Do you want me to take care of you? How? Oh, right. I kind of forgot you've never been in a situation like this before. But you trust me, don't you? Would you let me leave? You can stop me anytime, okay? Good. Feeling you through your pants has made me all sorts of excited. And I'm not gonna lie. I thought about this for a long time. I'm gonna slide my hands down your boxers, okay? Ah, there he is. Whoa. It always surprised me how hot a cock can get. It's like a personal hand warmer. It's a thermo rod. It's perfect. My hands are pretty much always cold. Sorry, I'm being dumb. I'm just really happy right now. I'm the first girl to have her hand in your cock. How does it feel? Yeah? Would you mind if I took off your boxers completely? I know you're shy and not exactly confident with your body, but I really want to see you. Would it make it easier if I took off my clothes first? Sure, I'll take off my shirt. Sorry, I'm not wearing a sexy pink lacy bra. I didn't exactly plan for this. Do you want me to take it off too? Would you do me the honor of unhooking it for me? Thank you. So, what do you think? Yeah, I'm glad you think they're beautiful. You want to touch them? Yes, I want you to. I want to know how reality compares to my fantasies. Better. Much better. Your hands cup them so perfectly. You don't have to be so careful. You're not gonna hurt me. Not unless you pinch me or something. And please don't do that. But come on. Give them a squeeze. You're so adorable. Now, think you'll be able to show me what you got stashed in your pants? If you truly don't want to, I understand. Like I said, we can stop at any time, but you really don't have to worry about your size. Listen, I know size can be important to some people, but honestly, the vast majority of girls truly don't care. I'm one of them. Size is not important to me. Like, would you care if my boobs would be a cup size or two smaller? No? Exactly. It's the same here. I want to see your cock because it's yours, no matter what it looks like, all right? So, are you feeling brave enough to show me? I'm glad. You don't have to be ashamed in front of me. So, take it out for me. Yes. Oh, well. Dude, you're an idiot. You have nothing to worry about. No, I don't think it's too small. I don't care what the average length is. All I care about is that your cock right now, right here, looks fantastic, and it's all mine. Oh, yes, it is. With this kiss, it'll be marked as mine by the rite of conquest. There. You no longer have any claim to your cock. It's mine. Fuck, hey, I want to show you something. Earlier you said that no one could find your body arousing. Put your hands down my panties. Feel that? I'm so wet right now. You did this to me, which means you're gonna have to take responsibility for it. You know what I mean, don't you? Yes. If you feel ready for it, that is. None of us knew this was going to happen tonight. So it's fine if you want to wait. I wouldn't mind. But I know I've wanted to fuck you for a long time. So I'm ready if you are. What do you say? Are you absolutely sure? Yes. You have no idea how happy this makes me. I'll take it slow, okay? Nothing funky. But remember a long time ago when we talked about positions you'd like to try? I remember what you said. So, just sit right there on the couch, and I'll take off my pants and straddle you. There, how's this? Feeling all right with me on your lap? With my boobs almost touching your chest? I love you. You have never looked more beautiful and sexy than you do right now. Are you ready? Good. Just let me know at any time if you want to stop, okay? I'm gonna slide you in. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking perfect. You have no idea. I got it all, didn't I? Oh, yes. Oh, just grinding on you feels amazing. Congrats, you're no longer a virgin. Oh, are you feeling all right? Does my pussy feel good for you? Oh, I'm so happy to know I can make you feel good. I'm gonna pick up the pace a little. This is it. Oh, this is what I've been waiting for. To be filled by your cock. No, my cock. Or our cock. I can share custody. Sorry. You know, I make dumb jokes and I'm excited. Ruined the perfect virgin graduation moment, didn't I? But fuck, this feels good. I love this so much. I love you. I love you. I don't think I've ever loved anyone as much as I love you. Every time I sit down at your cock, it's like a jolt of pleasure rushes through my entire body. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, put your hands on me. I want your hands on my boobs. Just like that. Squeeze them. Yes. Let your voice out. Don't keep it in. Moan for me. Let me hear how good you feel. Oh, yes. That is turning me on so much. Oh, my God. God, I can feel you tensing up. Are you getting close? Can you hold on for a little bit longer? I'm getting there too. I can't believe it. You're gonna make me come. Just a little bit more. Oh, fuck. You feel so good inside me. Where do you wanna come? Yes, you can come inside me. I want you to. I want to feel your cock pulsing inside me when you shit your load. Fuck, it has to be soon. I'm so fucking close now. Oh, yes. Hold me down when you come. Hug me tight, please. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, come with me. Please. I need it. Yes. Yes. No. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel your hot cum shitting inside me. Oh, I can feel it all. Oh, I can't believe you made me come. I've never come during sex before. Fuck, you're just so good. A plus. You pass a distinction on your virgin graduation test. I loved it. I never imagined this would happen. I feel like a fool for waiting so long to tell you how I feel. But the same goes for you. This was perfect. Best day of my life. Honestly, I don't remember when I last felt this happy. I wish we could stay like this until morning. How are you feeling now? I mean, like, are you happy? Yeah? I'm glad. I hope you understand that you're beautiful. And I hope you can learn to love your cock as much as I do. Because, fuck me, that was amazing. Honestly, I don't think I've ever felt this good. I'm actually kind of happy that I got to be here first. It's going to be fun to show all the fun we can have. There's so much I'm looking forward to. But not only sex. Just things like falling asleep together. And that's what I want the most. Shut up. I know it's cheesy, but it's true. Besides, I know you want that too. You've always said that sex isn't what you're after. You just want someone you can hold and be close to. Now here I am. I'm literally as close to you as I can be. Will you hold me? I want you to. I want you to hold me and never let me go. Figuratively, because I think we should get something to eat soon. Sex makes me hungry, but food can wait for now. I'm really comfortable. We can stay like this for a bit longer. I love you, my moron.